everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As someone who's known for setting it on blast, I love hearing folks who do the same thing, as long as they're not too insulting. There's a big difference between being passionate and being mean. So the big question, how can we set it on blast and be a hit in a diverse audience? Two things Tom Nichols does consistently to make rants work. First up, choose his targets wisely. The best way to stay out of the jerk zone is to forego the personal attacks. Instead, go after inanimate things, such as habits or ideas. In this presentation that I heard, Nichols went after our rationalizations and busted commonly held myths that all of us use to excuse this behavior. Example, instead of blaming media outlets, and how many times have you heard that, he explains what happens to our brains after watching 4 hours of that content, and then places the blame where it belongs, our decision to consume that media. His money line, just because something is addictive doesn't mean you have to do it. Second up, be funny, but not biting. Now, Nichols used himself as an example when he talked about gaining 25 pounds of COVID weight. His idea? Back off the Cheetos. Something like, if you know you can't eat just a few, don't eat any of them. It was funny, and it reiterated his point that we all have a choice. What he didn't do? Mock the folks who dismiss experts. That would have been a personal attack. Even if you disagreed with these folks, it still would have been cringeworthy. Not cool. You know, I like a good rant as much as anyone, especially if I'm not the target. But being obnoxious without a cause gets old quick. No one likes to listen to a pompous jerk. So the next time you want to set it on blast, think before you word vomit. This is a tool. Let's use it strategically. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.